This is FYI Brownsville, a podcast of the Brownsville Herald. I'm Ryan Henry, the editor.
I'm Steve Clark, the business editor for the Brownsville Herald, and we're here with Bryant Walker, airport director for the Brownsville South Padre Island International Airport.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Glad you can make it out this afternoon. Glad we're not, you know, switching on water pumps or anything like that. With the recent weather, so
It was easy to get into the airport. We're here at the conference room, and I feel a little robbed because I didn't get to do this podcast up in your office where we can see the planes coming and going. But tell us, what do you do when you're not an airport director?
I'm a licensed pilot, so I fly aircraft. I'm a scuba diver, so I love scuba diving. Those are my two favorite activities, I suppose. But the majority of my time is actually spent with my kids and their activities. They do horseback riding, they do events at school, they're musicians. My daughter is a virtuoso at flute, so that's where I spend most of my time, being a proud dad.
And then the rest of the time the mind is on work?
Absolutely. It actually never leaves work. You know, I get calls at all hours and all weekend long every week, so I continually think of what we can do better at the airport.
So remind us, you came recently on board of Brownsville to fill the position. How long have you been here?
It's been about 14 months now. It was May 2016 that I started.
Okay. And what's underway today? And within the time that you got here, what's happening now is an airport expansion.
Correct. We're doing several different large CIP projects, capital improvement projects that have been in the works for a long time. The master plan that we've got in place right now has been in the works since like the 80s, and all the infrastructure related to the master plan is still valid. So we have everything from cargo building, runway expansion, and even a new terminal.
Okay. Well, recently you've met with the public because many people who live on at least one side of this airport have been notified that they may be selling their homes towards this airport runway expansion. Tell us a little bit about that and leading up to that meeting with the homeowners.
Well, we initially started this project, I guess we being the city and the airport, decades ago. So it would have been late 70s, early 80s that it started, and the city began purchasing property in conjunction with the FAA. They purchased property to the southeast of the airport.
So that's for extension of the main runway, right?
That's
the
correct.
The proposed extension?
That's okay. Correct. So the main runway is currently at 7,400 feet. The ideal condition right now would be a 10,000-foot runway. So we need to expand it about 2,600 feet. So that requires quite a bit of land to extend it that far.
Mm-hmm.
So we got busy on that project. You know, it was identified as a priority for the city. So we contracted with, let me back up just a step. The city contracted with a company, a land acquisition consultant, back, like I said, over a decade ago, to a couple decades ago. They contracted with one land acquisition. They purchased a few pieces of property, whatever they had the budget to purchase. And then they again contracted with another consultant, and that's happened several times over the years. Well, the last consultant they had, you know, when the city stopped buying land, their contract expired. We recontracted with them about 6 months ago. We identified the parcels that are still left to be purchased for the extension, and we gave that list to the consultant, and they sort of got a little bit ahead of us, and they went out and put notifications to the homeowners that they needed to have their properties appraised for purchase by the city.
Well, that caused a stir.
It caused a little bit of a stir. They weren't really expecting it. They saw it as a very short-term kind of a plan, and really we're not going to be building the project for a few years, but we have to make sure that we start the process now because we could run into issues. There could be title issues with land. There could be environmental issues that we have to mitigate, and all those things take a lot of time. So we don't want to delay the ultimate project a few years down the road. So we have to get started now.
Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those homeowners in that area, I'm sure that you're hearing this and you're full of questions. And did they bring those questions to you during that hearing you had with them in the public meeting, and what were they?
Absolutely. Well, we gave a good presentation of the history, the land purchases the city's made over the past few decades, and we also showed them some of the health and wellness issues that we have because all the homes there lie inside of a noise contour off of the end of the runway. So they began to understand why it needs to happen. They understood the increased economic benefit of it. So then they started asking their primary questions. Many of them even told us directly that that they understood the project. They believed it also. They agreed that it needed to happen, but they just wanted to make sure that this process was a fair process. So mm-hmm. then they began to ask us questions about relocation, the timeline that we're looking at, how soon they would have to move, how long they could stay in their property. Things like that. That's what they were mostly concerned with.
Were any of the questions like, what is another option? Do we have to expand the runway? And even if we did expand it, do you really need my property to do it?
Well, see, that's the thing. There are other options. We did discuss some of those, some of the options. But most of the options are really, how do we go about relocating everyone? Those are the options we were talking about. So whether it was an outright purchase, whether it was a purchase with relocation assistance or something like that, those are the real options. The reality is that, like I said, it's a health and wellness thing where they do, all those properties do lie within the noise contour of the runway. So from our standpoint and the FAA's view, we actually have to mitigate that noise in some manner. The most effective manner is naturally to buy the land and relocate the individuals or shut down the airport. I guess that's an option too, but not one I would consider.
So otherwise you'd have to have planes making steep approaches or departures, right, or extreme turns or something like that? Or?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It would be pretty drastic maneuvers that aircraft would have to do. And being this close to the ATIS, which is basically saying the border, mm-hmm. it would be pretty tricky. Mm-hmm. Because, see, the airport doesn't exist by itself. When you take off, you're actually in an airspace network that's planned out very thoroughly. And so you have to conform to that airspace very closely. You're following roads that are, you know, run through the sky. So when we change the approaches and everything off departure off the end of the runway to try and mitigate noise, like you're suggesting, then it creates other issues that are further downstream.
Mm-hmm. So this land isn't needed, and these properties, most of them are in the Sunny Skies Colonia, right?
The majority of them are.
Okay, and it's not like the runway is going to run through where these properties are now. It's this zone,
like a buffer?
There's a noise contour, and once we do complete the, and that's in the, with the current runway configuration, if we do the extension, or rather, when we do the 2,600 foot extension, the runway gets within about 1,000 feet of the homes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a safety area mm-hmm. that's required by the FAA
right.
in case an aircraft overruns the end of the runway.
Right.
So it's a hazard to be, mm-hmm. everything has to be cleared out of that. It's called the runway, the RPZ, the Runway Protection Zone.
This is an FAA rule, regulation. Right.
Correct.
And so why do we need a longer runway in the first place?
Well, I was trying to explain this, and I explained it to the homeowners as well. Mm-hmm. The longer runway, again, it's a safety measure for the aircraft that are operating here. So you've seen 747s land here. The cargo 747s, Air Force One has been here. So it's not to land a larger aircraft, mm-hmm. but it does increase the margin of safety of every aircraft that's landing here. It gives them more braking distance. Mm-hmm. New rules have come out with the FAA in the past year and a half or so that change the way we report rain and the friction of the runway. So the friction's related to braking action. Mm-hmm. How fast can you hit the brakes and stop a vehicle, whether it's your car or an airplane or anything else, they all hydroplane, even just on water. So if the runway is contaminated by anything from an ice storm to snow to water like we would get here, the reporting measures that the FAA has now require that we effectively shorten the reported length of the runway. If that happens, there are aircraft that wouldn't be able to land here because the runway would technically be too short for them to land here. So by extending that runway, it increases the safety measure for those aircraft, so they could continue to operate here no matter the weather condition.
How frequently are flights delayed or canceled because of runway conditions here in Brownsville?
It's not super common. I haven't seen it. What they'll do is they don't delay, the commercial aircraft don't generally have a problem. It's usually either private aircraft or cargo aircraft, so you don't hear that reported. And then what would happen is that they can divert much easier because they're not inconveniencing, you know, 50, 60, 70 people. Their cargo just goes somewhere else, or they go to another airport, divert there, and just wait until the weather clears, then they come in.
But with the new rules on the FAA, it could conceivably affect more flights if you didn't expand the runway.
Well, see, that's an issue that gets into air service development. If I attract a different airline that has mainline aircraft, because we're using regional aircraft here
right
now. So if we were to get mainline aircraft 737s or something, it could conceivably limit their operational ability here without the runway extension.
Is that the long-term goal of this airport, to be looking at flights such as that?
Well, absolutely. There's no reason we can't increase to a mainline airline. Even though we have American and United right now, we're getting their regional carriers. So we're not getting the mainline aircraft, which would be the A320s, A319s, or the 737s, those type aircraft. It's conceivable that given the load factors that they're looking at, that 7,400 feet would really be pushing the limit of their capability. Well, we don't want to do that when we have bad weather.
Yeah, and tell us about the payment side of this. It's going to cost some money. Where's that money coming from? If somebody's hearing about this, as they're thinking in terms of the city or taxes, but where's the money coming from?
As in previous land purchase, projects we've had, we'll partner with the FAA. So we expect that the majority would be funded with FAA funds. Currently, we're doing the appraisals and the preliminary process, because just to identify what the funding level is going to have to be. So we're doing that right now. So I don't know what the number is right now, and we'll have to, once we do have that number, then we would apply to the FAA for funding for assistance in making those purchases.
If you're going in front of the city leaders, though, are you giving them a range of numbers? Or is that something that you can even talk about?
No, sure, absolutely. We, in the past, based on previous land acquisition projects, we knew a long time ago what the number would be, and we're looking at about $12 million in that ballpark for land purchases. We don't know what we'll run into. We don't know how easy it'll go or what the appraisals will say, but that's what we're doing right now.
And that doesn't count the cost of the project itself, much less the cost of the terminal expansion. So.
No.
I'm curious. My thought would be that homeowners would have come to this recent meeting upset and in arms, but you were telling us before the podcast started that there was some surprising responses as well.
Absolutely. Some of the people, they see it as an opportunity to initiate some of that change that some people look forward to in life. So some people see it as a positive, as an ability to take the investment they've made so far and sort of multiply that by having the assistance of the city in relocating or upgrading whatever their current condition is. So some of them seem pretty eager to get into that negotiation phase with us.
Others not so much.
Others, like I said, a lot of them, they understand the project and they just want to make sure, they want to ensure that this is a fair process. And then there were a few that were I wouldn't say confrontational, but they were certainly very concerned that this could be a little bit of overreach, or that it's really not for the reason that we're stating, that it's for some other ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be making money on it.
Something up your sleeve.
Right. But
well, hypothetically, hypothetically, I'm the person's response is, I'm sure there's somebody might feel that way, is, I've lived here, this is my home, and I'll leave when I want to leave, but the philosophy of being told to leave is hard to swallow in some cases.
Well, that's why we're really not, we're not phrasing it like that at all. This is, we need to sit down with each person. We handle each property individually. All of their history and everything is taken into consideration. Any investment into a specific property is considered, and the appraisals are done in the most fair manner, and then we negotiate to a certain degree. We have some latitude.
And tell me, is that sounds like some of the steps that might be keeping it fair. Is there other steps that the airport's willing to take in the interest of fairness that go beyond that?
Well, you said that some of these homeowners have been here for years. The airport was here in 1945. Prior to that, the airport's opened in 1929, and then it's been functioning in its current state since 1945. So I don't know that any of the homeowners were there at that time. So I think the airport was here first, and then we have been doing this for decades, so a lot of homeowners expected it to be coming. You know, they saw it coming. So nobody was surprised by it at all, not one single person. But other things that we're trying to do to make it a fair process, well, since it'll be a federal project when we do the runway extension, that's our primary purpose for buying this land. We have to follow federal guidelines for land acquisition. Part of that includes relocation assistance. So we're not just going to be paying for the property, we're also going to be investing in the relocation of many of these homeowners, depending on their situation.
So do you feel confident that you'll be able to get from here to there with property owners and that the extension project will ultimately go forward?
Absolutely. I just spoke with our land acquisition consultant today, and he said he's already, since the meeting with homeowners, he's met with over 20 of the homeowners, and they've already begun the appraisal process. So that's a third of our whole project. I mean, and that's within just a couple short weeks. So I think we're making massive strides ahead. So I see it as very possible.
On the earliest timeline, when are we looking at for this project to reach the next level? Maybe the home and the land is purchased and you're going to start expanding the runway.
The runway expansion would be a project we wouldn't get into until after the terminal construction, which is probably going to be, this wouldn't start until probably late 2019, early 2020, something like that.
Okay, so there's some months and maybe a year or so that you can work with the landowners.
We don't even expect all the appraisals to be completed until the end of this year. Okay. So that's when, after we get the appraisals that and know how much the whole project costs, that's when we'll be able to go to the next step of negotiating and starting the relocation process. So that's going to take at least a year as well.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us on FYI Brownsville.
Absolutely.
We hope that we can talk to you again further on some of the other projects that are underway so that we can understand them. But thank you.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks for coming out.